He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 384. I think I have an interesting show for you today. I hope I do. We're going to talk about operating systems and also how to keep yourself real safe. If you're dealing with some kind of sensitive information and you don't want to be hacked, you don't want to get any viruses, all kinds of those things, you'll want to stay tuned to today's show. Also, I have a bunch of great locations, websites for you to go to find some interesting things that will give you some enjoyment and some pleasure, I hope. And also, we have a bunch of apps. So without further ado, let me tell you that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Let me hear from you. I would love to hear about your favorite gadget. And I think next week what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick my favorite gadget of the year. And I think you're going to find that pretty interesting. As you know, behind the scenes, I'm working on CES, so we'll have a lot more to report to you on that very shortly. So let's get right into it today. As I mentioned, we are on show 384. This show's 383 because that's last week's show, and I haven't posted this week's show yet, but that's going to be done in a minute or two. But today what we're going to talk about is Ubuntu, and that, in case you don't know, is a Linux platform, and what it will do is actually it will do a bunch of things. If you're ever in a situation where your system won't reboot, and again, it doesn't matter whether you're on a Windows operating system or you're on a Mac operating system. I happen to be on a Windows operating system. But what you can do is you can download for free Ubuntu, and there's a variety of flavors, and I'll show you that in a minute, and I'll show you the ones that I like. But you can download that, this whole operating system, onto a stick, or if you so desire, you can put it on a CD, a DVD, pretty much whatever you want, or all of those things. So why would you want to do that? Well, if your system doesn't boot up, you want to certainly get at your files. Hopefully you have everything backed up, so you just click a button and everything's going to be restored, but I know how that goes. So what I would do in a situation like that, if you don't have it backed up, is I would have an Ubuntu stick ready, or DVD. And what you're going to do is turn on your system, and most computer systems today have a BIOS, and that tells the computer what to do. It gives its booting instructions, if you will. I'm trying to keep this simple. But in any event, you're not going to boot from your hard drive because supposedly that's compromised or sick or just not working, and you're like, what do I do? Well, you're going to boot from this, and this actually has the Ubuntu operating system on it. So let's take a look at what happens. Your computer's dead. It won't boot up. You now plug this, and I like the stick. You plug the stick into a USB port, and you turn your machine off, and you turn it back on. What's going to happen at that point is you are going to get a completely new operating system put on your computer. It doesn't install it. It just runs everything from the stick, so don't worry about that. Yes, you can install this, and yes, you can dual boot, which means I can boot my system into Windows if I so desire, or if I'm using a Mac, I can boot it into the Mac operating system, or I can also boot directly from the Ubuntu, or I can decide when I boot up, I want to go to Ubuntu, or I want to go to Windows 10 or whatever it may be. So you can dual boot. You can tri boot, but that's for another day. Now, if you boot from this stick, this is what you're going to see. Now, right here it says 1404. I'm using this because it's a nice interactive tour. Keep in mind that Ubuntu now is on 18.1, I believe, and it's totally free. I'll show you how you get it. but it's all pretty much the same. There have more user functions, and things have been improved, as it always is. Ubuntu is constantly updating, which I like. So this is a self-guided tour, and I want to show you this because I don't want you to be afraid of it. So this is what your screen is actually going to look like, and it looks very similar, doesn't it, to your Windows operating system, or for that matter, what your Mac would look like when you boot that up. And I think everybody should really do this because it's going to be helpful. So over here, you'll see your dash, your home, and we'll click on that. And it's going to bring up a bunch of icons, no worries there. And now we'll go back, and I'll try to show you things that perhaps you will find. Let's go back here. Perhaps you will find these things very familiar. So I'm going to go back to the online tour, and I'm going to show myself around. So right here, I think you'll recognize this. This is your Firefox web browser. Over here is your home folder. So hopefully when you boot up, you'll actually see some of your old familiar photos there, or files, I should say. Here's your browser. This will put you into LibreOffice Writer. This will do the spreadsheet from Libre, and this will do your Office Impress, and this will update. This will update your Ubuntu operating system. I wouldn't worry about that. It will bring you right to Amazon if you want. And here's your system settings. So the first thing you're going to do when you boot up is you're going to want to get onto the internet. So just go into your system settings here. And what that's going to do is bring up all your settings that would involve connecting to the internet. So just as you would usually do, you're going to pick off your wireless Wi-Fi, put your username and password, and now you have a complete operating system. So if you were going to go back to the browser, which happens to be Firefox, here you go. You can type in and search for whatever you want, and it's a great operating system. It works pretty much flawlessly. If you want to go into your folders and see what's left or what's sitting around, you should be able to access your folders very easily all by the screen that comes up. There's nothing that you have to do. This is all built in. This is totally free. Now, Ubuntu does a lot of things, and you know, some of you are saying, well, I'm backed up and I don't have to ever worry about that, and I've got 10 different backups. That's all fine. But let's say you don't want to spend a bunch of bucks for a Microsoft Office. If you load the Ubuntu system on, which again is totally free, this actually comes with and installed your LibreOffice Writer. And this is a complete functional website, if you will, but I shouldn't say website. It's a complete functional load of the LibreOffice Writer, which is free. And this will allow you to import your PDFs, your Word documents from Microsoft, so on and so forth. And it works just like any other word processor. And quite frankly, it's very robust. The same thing is going to happen for spreadsheets. This is free. This is totally free. You don't have to install anything on your computer. You don't have to be a computer guru or genius. I don't care what operating system you're working on. Great for your laptop, your desktop, whatever, and you'll save yourself a lot of money. And if someone has files that they want you to work on, or you want to import someone else's Word documents or Excel spreadsheets, this LibreOffice, because it's totally free, will allow you to import it, and it works pretty much the same way as Office will do. So this will save you a lot of money and actually a lot of time, especially if you're on the road or at someone's house and you say, oh, I don't have Office installed on my laptop, it's only on my desktop. Just bring this little stick with you, and you're all set to go. Now, another thing that I really like about this operating system is when you're on Linux, no one's going to hack you. They're not going to put any virus stuff on your machine, because the system won't let you, and that's the good thing about Linux. So definitely check this out, and I would urge you, it's free to do this. Now, let's take a look at how you get this. Just go to Ubuntu, that's U-B-U-N-T-U, and there are a lot of what we call flavors. So here's Kubuntu, Lubuntu, there's a million different names, if you will, and there's a million different flavors of what I would call them, different versions, if you will. They call them distro or bistro, as I call them, that you can download for free. And you'll see there's little nuances that you may be interested in. Here's one for Kylin, for the Chinese folks. It's made specifically for them. Xubuntu is an elegant and easy-to-use operating system, which comes with Xfce, E, which you should know what that is if you're using it, and just a lot of different things. And all you do is just click on what you want to download, and there it is. This is what I was showing you right now, 18.04 LTS. Desktop Ubuntu will replace your current operating system, whether it's Windows, Mac operating system, and you can run on it right alongside of what you have. This is an absolutely wonderful way to keep yourself virus-free, not to mention the security aspects of this. As I mentioned a couple times, if I'm on the road, I will use Ubuntu, and I'll actually show you what I do use, a different flavor, to keep the security really high. I know no one's going to hack into that system if I'm on this. If I'm on Ubuntu. Now, what I use, and I love this, it's called Manjaro. I just like the name of it. But this is really cool. This is a professional and very user-friendly, free version of Linux at its best. Manjaro is a Linux distribution based on the independently developed Arch operating system, mostly developed in Europe. Manjaro provides all the benefits of Arch operating system combined with a focus on friendliness and accessibility. And, you know, they always show these nice pictures of someone being relaxed and everything else. But, you know, in terms of functionality and backup and support, I highly recommend that you you can download a couple different versions of these Linux and try them out and see which one you like. There's slight variances in each one. Some are better for graphics, some are better for business. They all pretty much do the same. And how do you do it? You just click on the download button, and there you go. And it shows you running it from a DVD or a USB stick, installing it from a DVD or a USB stick. You can actually install this operating system on your computer. You don't have to run it remotely, if you will, from a stick or a DVD. You can install it right there. So it's something you might want to keep in mind. Now, this is another version that I really, really like. And tell you the truth, I switch back and forth between Deepin and Manjaro. But this is really nice. This Deepin, this is a brand new release. Again, it's very similar to the Ubuntu, but it's just a different flavor. I like this because it seems for me to be a little bit, I like the graphic interface on this, and I like the functionality of it. But you decide for yourself, and I really would like you to download this. Again, it's free. How do you download Deepin? Just go to download and click on it, and it's going to tell you pretty much everything that you need to know. There it is. You'll save this out as an ISO, ISO, and basically you burn the ISO. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this will give you a description. ISO is basically the file format that this will download in. In fact, all the Ubuntu's, all the Linux platforms will download for free into an ISO platform. And from there, you'll either burn this on the stick or you'll burn it onto a DVD. If you want to burn it onto a stick, and I recommend that, that's what I do, that's my preferred method, use a program called Rufus, R-U-F-U-S, totally free, very simple to operate. You'll open up Rufus, you're going to put in your stick, you're going to select the file that you want. In this case, it would be the Deepin ISO, and just hit record. It's going to completely wipe out anything that's on your stick, so beware of that. And Rufus will just write the boot program directly to the stick. Real, real nice, and I highly recommend that you check out some of these different platforms. Now, the next thing I'm going to talk about is different kinds of browsers. We'll get away from using the Ubuntu and the stick for rebooting purposes, but if you've ever become tired of Firefox or whatever browser that you're using, Chrome, Opera, whatever it may be, this next app, if you will, is it's not an app, it's a browser, and again, it's totally free, and this is called Vivaldi, with live browsers. You can choose the features that you need and that you want. I am going to run this little video here, and it's going to tell you a little bit about how this works. It's very nice. Let's take a look at this.
Vivaldi is a powerful new browser that puts you in control. It's all about customization. Let's start with themes. You can pick from a number of themes or even create your own to get the browser looking just right. The sidebar gives you quick access to tools, but also lets you add any website as a web panel. This means you can have your favorite messenger apps or news sites available in an instant, either as a split screen or floating over your main window. Managing tabs in Vivaldi is second to none. Group your tabs with a quick drag and drop to keep things organized, and use tab tiling to view multiple tabs at the same time, and even resize them to create unique window layouts and get things done faster. Vivaldi has a number of tools built right into the browser. Notes, for example, are managed in the sidebar as well, and let you annotate websites or jot down ideas while you browse. Use your Vivaldi account to sync passwords, settings, and other data across all your computer. Or Quick Commands, a powerful universal search that lets you find and issue commands in the browser. You can even track down an open tab, bookmark, or site from your history, all without taking your hands off the keyboard. Of course, there's a whole lot more going on in Vivaldi, so check it out. Your browser matters.
So there you have it. That is called Vivaldi, and I think you're definitely going to like using that. I know I fool around with it, and it's kind of fun, and it just breaks up the monotony of your typical browser. All right, our next site that we're going to take you to is another one of those beauties. This one happens to be totally free. I know I covered one last week that was, I think, $24 a year. $2 a month, that was definitely worth it. This one is another killer site. Not too well known. This is called Documentary Heaven. And wow, this thing is amazingly awesome. Documentary Heaven, yeah. This will give you free video. Yeah, free, totally free. And there are thousands of these available. And current stuff, the story of Queen, Mercury Rising, 6 days after, 6 days to air, you know, things that are well known, not obscure things. And they also have really fascinating documentaries. I mean, things that are quite interesting and not the run of the mill. This site streams really nice. Here's your categories all, you know, on the right-hand side here. And as you can see, there's not much that it's missing. And you can just pick whatever it is that you want. If you want to get into a technology, literally just click on technology and it's going to bring you right to some crazy stuff that quite nice, totally free. This is a no-brainer. There is no reason on the planet not to go to Documentary Heaven. I know that you're gonna love it. Now, this next site I mentioned from time to time, and it just keeps getting better and better. One, because it's free, but two, because they're constantly adding to this, and the variety of programs and the variety of content that this offers you, again, makes this site a no-brainer. It's called archive.org, and you can just see here, you can go on forever on this site. There's not much that it doesn't have, including some free audio books. It has live music archives, American Libraries Community Texts. It has Kodi Archive and Support Collection File. You might want to check that out. It gives you some interesting information. Podcasts, community images, just you name it, it's on here. Totally free. This is your taxpayers' dollars at work for you. And folks, even if you don't pay your taxes and you live out of the United States of America, you can still get to this site. So check that out for sure. Now, everybody likes things for free. I know I do. And this is one that's called, It's All Free Online. That's the actual name of the website. It's All Free Online. You're going to get all kinds of crazy things for free. You never know what you're going to get. And quite frankly, when you order the stuff, you never know if you're going to get it, which makes it fun. So this is called It's All Free Online. And here you can have a Cheez-Its. Everybody loves Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its is probably one of my favorite little things. I got to stop eating those things, but they're so good. But here's free nail polish. Everybody wants free nail polish. All kinds of crazy stuff. You never know what you're going to find on it. So check this out. And of course, it's all free online. And that's the name of the website. And it does a great job. Now, each week, I try to bring you a free or a real cheap, I shouldn't use the word cheap, an inexpensive photo app. This week I have two freebies for you. This one is an online service. It's free. You can pay for some of the stuff on here, but I don't know why you would, because everything is free. This is called BeFunky. This is a very cool website, very cool. BeFunky, it's the freedom to design, free yourself from complicated software, and design the way you want with BeFunky. And this does some really, really nice top shelf photo manipulation and photo enhancing. It's all online, which makes it real nice. And this is a real beauty. It will edit your photos if you want. It will have a collage maker, so if you want to bring a lot of photos in, like over here of this, that, and the other thing, there's your collage right there. You have three rows of three, so that's going to give you nine photos that you can just drag and drop in there. And there are also some other features that you can use with this. And as I said, there is a upgrade model if you want to upgrade to the version. It's very inexpensive, billed annually. It's $4.99, so it's $60 a year if you so desire that. But quite frankly, I think you'll be very happy with just the normal BeFunky stuff. There's a lot of things that you can do there. So check that out, BeFunky. It will be in the show notes, and I'm sure you will check that out. Now, have you ever watched a movie and decided you wish you had subtitles? I know I have, and I know lately, I don't know, some of the audio sounds, and it drives me crazy. So I like subtitles. For whatever reason, I just enjoy them. One, I can follow the movie. I don't have to strain to hear it. But this site is kind of neat. It's called Open Subtitles. And what this will do is you can look up your movie, your TV series. There's a lot of things here that you can actually search for. And it will allow you to actually download the subtitles, load them onto your system, and watch the movie with subtitles. And it's got all the current stuff. This isn't something from 1812. This is current stuff here. And it gives you instructions to do almost everything you want, like how to install official Open Titles add-ons for Kodi. So if you were using Kodi and you're watching a movie and you wanted subtitles, you'd go here, find your subtitles, and just load them into your system, and so be it, you'll have your subtitles. Very, very robust, very robust. Has a ton, I mean a ton, of content on here. So if you're into subtitles, it's a good thing. It's totally free. There's no cost. And I know that you'll enjoy checking this out. It's called Open Subtitles, and very nicely done, very, very easy to use, very user-friendly. And you should definitely check that out. Now, I was quasi-reluctant to bring this on the show, but I figured, why not? I mean, it's no secret. There's a website called Shodan. It's S-H-O-D-A-N. And what it is it's a search engine, but it's not your typical search engine. It's a search engine that kind of shows everything that's kind of operating on the web. So it's, I don't want to say it's a clandestine website, but hackers are very well aware of this, and it shows things that are open. And let's just take a look here. This is kind of the research behind it. Explore the Internet of Things. Use Shodan to discover which of the devices you are connected to the Internet and where they are located and who is using them. You can monitor network security. Keep track of all the computers on your network that are directly accessible from the Internet. Shonet lets you understand your digital footprint and, quite frankly, everybody else's digital footprint. See the big picture. Websites are just not one part of the Internet. They were power plants, small TVs, refrigerators, and much more that can be found on Shodan. Get the competitive advantage. Who is using this product? Where are they located? Use Shodan to perform empirical market intelligence. So this is a weird dude. There's no question about it. And I know the Gadget Professor fans are going to load this and want to see what it is. This will give you some more information on it. These will both be in the show notes. But I must tell you that if you use this, there's all kinds of weird stuff on this, and you may or may not want to watch that weird stuff. They'll show you open cameras. They'll show you just all kinds of background information about what's happening on the internet. So if you have nothing to do, it won't put any virus or anything on your system. I mean, it's a definitely legit search engine, and it's interesting. So check that out. Again, it's called Shodan, Shodan. This will definitely be in the show notes, so you want to look forward to those. Now, this next app is a freebie. This is called Alta, and if you've ever had a need for a GPS that's going to give you altitude and be a really good compass, this is probably the most accurate one out there. It's called Alti, A-L-T-I, and this is a minimalist travel altimeter and compass. Extremely accurate. And you're wondering why I would use this, and I do use this. Well, as many of you know, I hike a lot in Arizona, and unfortunately, as many of you may know, if you don't, I'll tell you now, I get lost. I get lost all the time. I usually hike with somebody, but there are some times when I don't, they can't make it, and I'll hike alone, and I need to know where I am, and I need to know latitude, longitude. Sometimes there's no cell phone service where I'm at, and I use this to tell me what my starting point is and how to get back home. So this is very accurate. Trust me, it's really good, and I think you'll definitely enjoy it. Totally free, and it works real well. Now, this next app is, if you like to plan things, or if you're a meeting planner, or if you are in an environment where you do a lot of planning, there's a lot of moving parts of the puzzle. This right now is free. It's usually, I think, $20. It's now free. This is Paul. This is called Planigo, and this is an app to be used if you are doing party planning, project planning. This is a very simple app to use, and it's a planning app on ultra high steroids. You can see all the different things that this will do. Very, very robust, totally free. And I know if you're a planner or have things that you need to plan, you're going to like this app. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So check it out. It's called Planigo. All right, our last app of the day is an app that I highly recommend, and I've been using this for about 3 months now, and I actually paid for this app. It's $30 a year, and it is worth every penny because it allows me to do some really great enhancements to photos, but more importantly, to video editing, and it's quick, and it goes right on my smartphone, and it's called Viso Photo and Video Editor. Really nice app. Viso is a professional photo and video editing app. This is for users who are especially photographers or videographers that have hundreds and hundreds of high-quality filters, including film filters, Kira filters, and you name it, it's on here. It does time-lapse photography. Time-lapse video, and it's really well done. It's a high-quality app. For whatever reason, they decided to make it free. Yeah, it's free. So if you're doing any video and you want to do some funky time-lapse, you definitely want to check this one out. I'm sure that there's things that you can purchase, because that's why they're probably making it free, because not a lot of people spend $30 a year for it. And now I use it for free because I'm not renewing my subscription. Hey, because it's free. So definitely check this out. It's a professional tool. It's that good. And I know that if you're into any kind of, as I said, videography or photography, you're going to really enjoy this app. No question about that. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I will see everybody next week. Have a very happy new year if I don't see you before then. And I'll see you next Thursday. So long.
The Gadget Professor. is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.